Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of Positively Negative. I am super excited for today's episode because I actually got a DM from this girl, and her name was Ollie, I'm pretty sure. And she asked me a couple things. She gave me a couple ideas of what I could talk about in this episode, and one of them was how to stay happy. And although, like, at first I was like, oh yeah, that's a really cool idea, like, I should definitely talk about that, it kind of, like, resonated with me for a second, and I was like, is that really advice, like, that I want to be giving someone? Like, it's a great ideal to have. It's a great expectation to have, you know, like, how to consistently and always be happy. But, I mean, I'm sure every single human being will tell you that that is not how life works, right? You don't consistently feel happy. Hopefully you consistently feel happy. I would love if everyone just consistently felt happy and loved and valued. That would be great. But we all know that that's not always the case, right? There is, you know, not a lot of instances in which I have felt like every single day I wake up and I am happy, right? Or I'm never down and I am never, and I think, like, how to stay happy is acknowledging when you're sad. I think how to stay happy is understanding when you don't feel happy, when you don't feel good, when you, right? Because if you can't acknowledge when you don't feel good, you're not going to be able to acknowledge when you do feel good, right? Like, if you can't separate the two and you just kind of blindly always try to, like, stay happy, you're never really going to be able to experience that pure happiness. You know, and I'm not trying to say that, like, you can never feel consistently happy, or you can never, like, I know people who wake up every day with a smile on their face, and they're like, okay, let's go, let's do this. But those people also have struggled, and those people also will struggle, and they will go through things, and they will be disappointed. And just because they're happy every day right now doesn't mean that's going to be consistent, and doesn't mean they're going to stay happy forever. And I think staying happy has a lot to do with, like, self-love. She also mentioned that in her DM too. She was, and you know, I think that's such an important thing, self-love, but that phrase is often skewed into, like, self-absorption or, like, self-obsession, not necessarily self-love. And I like the term self-care better than self-love, because although you should love yourself and although you should appreciate yourself, because you do so, like, you are so important and you are so special and valued and yada, yada, yada. Like, you know that. I know that. We know that. Whatever. But what I'm trying to say is, like, self-care leads to loving yourself. And I think people are like, you know, I'm going to have a day of self-love. My mic just totally fell. I'm going to have a day of self-love. But then, like, that's great that you're putting effort into loving yourself, but you're not necessarily practicing self-love. You're practicing self-care, right? Because self-love is simply just loving yourself. And self-care is the actual effort that goes into loving yourself. And, like, today, for example, I missed 4 classes. And really only two of which I actually had to be there for. But I was so tired and I feel really sick. I don't know if you guys can tell, but my voice is really scratchy right now. And, like, I just feel not great. And it's just a cold. I'm fine. Like, my friends got me sick. You know what? It's okay. But they got me sick. It's fine. I don't care. It's fine. It's okay. Anyway, I'm not mad. But, you know, I said, you know what? I can't be here. I don't feel good. And what I need to do right now is I need to go lay down. And so I left and I went home because that's what I needed to do practice self-care. And I'm not saying don't push yourself. I'm not saying don't put in extra effort. But today, I'm saying don't put in the extra effort. Today, I'm saying give up. Today, I'm saying put yourself first. Today, I'm saying don't push yourself, because we need days where we just don't have to push ourselves. We need days where we can just accept where we are and enjoy that. And love where we are and appreciate where we are and value where we are without always, like, being greedy for something else and for something new constantly, right? Well, we can still kind of balance that, like, self-care, but also, like, self work and like preservation, like effort and like putting in, because I think productivity is self-care, right? It's a form of self-care. When you feel productive and you feel satisfied with work that you got done, even though it was hard, like a workout, for example, like it might feel hard, it might feel tough, but because you push yourself, you now have that like serotonin, right? You feel that happiness because of that, you know, hard work and effort that you completed, right? That you, you know, you're now satisfied with yourself because of that. And that's definitely a form of self-care. But I'm saying, like, and I even made a couple of, like, I made a video about this yesterday. I was like, today, hate everyone. Today, allow yourself to be annoyed. Today, allow yourself to get frustrated. Today, literally take all of your emotions, feel them, express them, let everyone know. And I think, like, I have been trying to practice that lately because we grow up in a society where it's taught to, like, internalize all of your emotions and all of your feelings to make sure nobody else feels hurt, to make sure you're not heard. That, you know, to make sure you're not heard. That's how we're, like, that's what we're taught to do, right? We're taught to not let anybody know how we're feeling. We're supposed to do all this and, you know, like, make sure everyone thinks that we're okay. When in reality, a lot of the times, we're not. A lot of the time, we are not okay. But we're so, you know, conditioned to believe that we have to make sure everyone is happy before we can feel happy is absolutely, like, ridiculous. We're like, that's so stupid. Because the only person you will ever always have is yourself. And so to be taught that you're not supposed to, like, preserve yourself at all is absolutely insane. Like, that's crazy. That's literally, like, you're done. That's insane. Please stop talking. Like, not, no, no, just no, no, absolutely not, right? And I think when you can accept that, and when you can accept that, like, sometimes you get to put yourself first, sometimes you get to put work last, sometimes you don't have to work out, sometimes you don't have to put other people's feelings first, is when you're, like, seriously gonna start to see that, like, change and that kind of, like, emotional and mental, even, like, that physical breakthrough. Like, if you're trying to work out or something and you, like, keep telling yourself that, like, you have to do it, you have to do it, you have to do it, but then, you know, you kind of let yourself miss a day, it gives you that motivation to be consistent, because now you're giving yourself that time that you needed, and so you feel rested and you feel ready and you feel, like, okay with pushing yourself a little extra because you got to take a day off, right? People are so, oh, it's like with everything, we're just taught to, like, human beings, like little children are taught to literally put everyone else but themselves first. And I'm not saying be selfish. I'm not saying be self-absorbed. I'm not saying be selfish. What I'm saying is don't always be selfless, okay? Like, I'm saying that sometimes you get to be a little selfish. Sometimes you get to love yourself a little extra. Sometimes you get to give yourself a little more time. Because you are your entire life, right? Without you, your life would not exist. And that sounds stupid because, like, you're like, Zoe, like, obviously, like, that's kind of the entire point of, like, existing and, like, living in the world. Like, yeah, girl, I get that. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, you're your entire life, right? Like, okay, like, literally put this in perspective. Like, let me put this in perspective for you. Like, you don't exist, but you still get to watch your life happen, right? Like, you as a person don't get to feel any emotions. Think about it like you're, what's that thing? Like, there's this, like, Roblox, I don't know, wait. You get to be, like, not a mod. Oh, a spec, right? You get to, like, watch another person's life, right? And, well, I don't even know if that's a spectator. I think that might be what the word is. But you basically watch another person's life play out. But you don't get to exist in it. That would feel so unimaginable. Like, that would feel so awful, right? To not get to control anything. To not get to feel anything about anything. Right? But that's a lot of the time how people exist now. That's how people survive. Because you're existing in this world and all you're doing is giving, 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 giving. And putting in work. Yeah, and maybe your end goal is gonna benefit you, right? Like, maybe your end goal is gonna, like, if you work really hard, you're gonna make that bag, you know, you're gonna get all this money. But in that moment, that self-preservation, that love for yourself, that care for yourself is not there, right? It's not there. And if you don't have that love and you don't have that self-care for yourself, is the end goal really worth it, right? And some people will say yes, but a lot of people will say no, right? Like a lot of people say, I wish I had gone slower and put myself first a little more often rather than always putting myself last and getting towards my goal quicker. Because now that I'm at my goal, I feel like I have a lot of lessons that I didn't learn about myself. I feel like there's a lot of things I don't know about myself because I didn't take time to really grow and learn. And I know this, like, I'm getting in a little bit too, like, emotional. I'm getting a little too emotional here, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, you get to this goal after, like, suffering and working so hard and putting in all this extra effort, and you get to your goal and you're like, but I didn't, like, really want to go about it this way. Like, now I'm here and that's great, but like, who am I? Like, I've spent like a year or a decade or a month, like whatever it may be, doing all this work, but I still feel like something's unaccomplished because I'm not there, right? Like, I was just putting in this effort, but I wasn't putting my best self forward because I didn't put my best, like, I didn't get to be my best self because I didn't get any time with myself. Hey, yo, that sounds a little sus, but like, I didn't get any, like, experiences to just be alone and just to like take a self-care day, just to take a day off. Oh my gosh, I'm like running out of breath here, guys. I'm really passionate about this and I think I'm gonna ruin my voice after this episode because I'm talking so much and I'm talking really fast because I didn't realize how passionate I was about this until I literally started talking about it, what, like 11 minutes and 55 seconds ago. That's what mine says, like, I started this episode at. But yeah, so I just think it's really important. Like, you know that sound on TikTok that was like, you gotta put me first. I gotta put me first. That's exactly how I feel. Like, I am not, I'll be completely honest, I'm not a very hard worker. And that's something I am working on, and that's something I'm trying to change because I do want to be more dedicated and I do want to have more discipline. And that's a fine goal to have, but I'm trying to go about it slowly and I'm making progress. I'm making progress because I'm able to sit down and get my work done. But what I found is that I've like found what works best for me. What works best for me is getting work done in the morning. It's getting work done right when I wake up because I'm more productive then. I don't know why, but I am. And I think I was so like conditioned and like grew up to believe that I had to be like, I had to do work in this societal form, right? And it's like adapt to the societal norm when like, and I always wondered, I was like, why is it so hard for me to get work done during the day when I'm distracted and in society and around a bunch of people? It's because I wasn't with myself. I didn't have time to think about my own thoughts. Like, I was literally just constantly, like, distracted. But in the mornings, I get kind of that alone time to really think and really be dedicated and put in the effort. And I don't know why I work better in the mornings, but for me, I do. And the only way I learned that is by giving myself time to do so, right? Because I had tried different study methods. I tried different ways of, you know, doing work and, you know, like, and I mean, I'll be honest, like, brand deals and stuff right now, like, they don't take a ton of effort. Writing emails isn't that hard, but it's a lot of, like, kind of more in-depth thing, right? Like, it's very, like, specific, and you have to be very, like, whatever, whatever, whatever. But for me, like, it's something that I guess comes really naturally. Like, responding to emails, I'm a very, like, people person, and so I think that comes easy to me. But, like, being dedicated and, like, performing and, like, doing a test or, like, you know, studying, flashcards, memorizing, like, I'm not great at that stuff. But I do enjoy learning and I do enjoy growing and understanding topics and subjects and being able to get a good grade on a test or, you know, turn in an assignment, whatever. Like, I do enjoy doing that. But I'm not very good at it. And I've gotten better. Like, I've gotten, you know, and but I know I'm not stupid, right? Like, it's not like I can't get the work done. It's not like I don't understand it. It's just I'm not good at executing those thoughts. And I'm not good at executing those things, right? And I'm not good at understanding kind of where I'm coming from. Also, I'm looking at my laptop right now, and I'm pretty sure I spilled something on it. Isn't that a little bit cute and sexy? Wow, I am really into that, okay? Anyway, moving on. So I just think, like, give yourself as much time as you need. And, like, if you need to take a day where you hate everyone, do that. Like, it's, okay, don't do it that much because, like, then people will actually hate you. But, like, if you need to take a day and you just, like, literally don't talk to anyone, like, the entire day, like, so be it. Like, literally, who cares? Like, they'll get over it. You'll be fine. Maybe you'll feel better. Maybe you won't. I don't know. You have to try it. You have to figure it out, right? Like, people expect to immediately know what, you know, when you were little, and, like, you had to try a food, and you were like, I don't really want to do this. Like, this looks absolutely disgusting, gross. I'm good. I'm done. Like, please no. But, like, you would try it, and, you know, maybe you didn't like it the first time, but, like, 3 years later, and you were like, oh, my gosh, this is the best busting food ever. Like, I'm in love with this food. Like, this is my new favorite thing. I'm obsessed with it. I'm in love with it. It's so amazing. It's so great. But yeah, actually, that's pretty good. Like, that's the only way to figure out if you actually like something, is if you do it once or you do it, you know, multiple times, and eventually you kind of figure out what you don't and what you like and what you don't like. And, like, people have to do that in relationships and with work and studying and the way they process things and they learn things and understand things. Like, you have to learn that thing. What am I trying to say? You have to learn those things about yourself before you can just dive into work, before you can just do all these things. Because it probably isn't you. It's probably just the way you're doing things, right? Like, it's not that you can't do it. It's just that you're not doing it in the most ideal way, the most convenient, the most efficient way for you, right? Because everything is specific to you. And so, like, today, you know what I want you to do today? Today, I want you to take literally as much time as you can get. It can be the entire day. It can be an hour. It can even be 5 minutes to literally, like, find something that you like. Find something that you like to do. And it doesn't have to necessarily be a hobby. Like, it can literally be a new food, a new drink, a new way of tying your shoes, a new way of folding your clothes, a new, like, anything. It can literally be anything, because if you literally just take the time to understand what you like and don't like, it makes life so much more pleasant. Like, it makes everything you do so much better when you learn what you like and what you appreciate. And that sounds so, like, elementary and, like, stupid, but when you really, like, get to a point where you know what you enjoy to do, and this is a big thing with people too, like, I think so many people try to, like, tough it out in relationships and friendships, like, whatever it may be, when you don't have to be in a friendship with that person. Like, I'm actually not in that many friendships that I don't want to be in right now, but I've been in situations before where I'm like, I don't like this person, and then it'll just click, and I'm like, okay, so why don't I just not be friends with them? Like, I literally don't like them. I don't like being around them. They don't make me happy. They don't bring me joy. So why am I still friends with them? Why do I still want to be around them when they make me feel this, like, crap, shitty, crappy? I don't know. I don't want to mark this as explicit. But when they make me feel that way, you know? Like, it's just so unbelievably frustrating when, like, you're stuck in a relationship with someone you don't like and you don't want to be in. Right? And once you find a relationship that you really love being in and you really enjoy being in, it makes every other friendship seem like an absolute trash one. Because you understand now what qualities you like in a person, what qualities you want to be around, right? Like, you totally grasp that idea of what you like and don't like when you find something that you actually do like, right? And I'm a very indecisive person, and so I struggle a lot with finding what I actually like versus what I don't like, because I don't know, right? Like, I switch back and forth, and I don't want to pick, and I don't want to choose, and that's fine, too. Like, I let myself have time, and eventually I'll decide. I'm like, okay, so I don't like this person. I do like this person. I want to be in a friendship with this person. I don't want to be in a friendship with this person. I like making my bed this way. I like my sheets to feel like this. I like this color. I like this pattern. Like, simple things like that are things that will impact your life so, so, so much when you just give yourself a little bit of time to understand it, to understand what you like, to understand what you don't like. It literally makes things so much easier. It helps you get through the day, just in general, so much easier because you, like, don't get stuck in as many situations that you don't want to be in. Because I get stuck in so many different things where I'm like, I don't want to be here right now. So what can I do differently next time to make sure I don't end up here, right? Like, I don't want to be stuck, you know, at when I am doing all my homework. So if I do it at 6 a.m., which I know is insane, I wake up at 4 a.m., it's a problem. I don't care. I don't want to talk about it. If I'm doing my homework at 6 a.m., that's how I prevent myself from doing it at 1 a.m., right? Because, and I actually enjoy getting work done at that hour because I feel productive and I feel like it's easier in the morning. And I don't know why. Oh, I just touched my mic, but I don't know why. But it feels easier and it feels better and it feels more relaxed. And I like doing it then. So that's what I do, right? Like when you find what you enjoy and you find what you like and you find what you love and just enjoy doing, it literally makes everything go so much smoother. I find that I don't procrastinate as much. I don't do this as much, da 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 da. And like my interactions with people are so much smoother because I learn myself. I learn things about myself where like I can be in a conversation with someone for 5 minutes and I find these qualities that I really don't vibe with. I don't jive with. I don't love. I'm not obsessed with. And that just makes everything so much easier. Because I don't have to be stuck in a situation that I don't want to be in. Like I don't have to be stuck in that situation. And I don't end up stuck in these places that I hate. And that make me hate myself. Because when you're around something that just bugs you and then annoys you and makes you upset, you're going to project those feelings onto other people and you're going to project them onto yourself. And so to avoid conflict, because I love doing that. Actually, that's not completely true. Maybe my next episode should be on conflict. Anyway, to avoid getting through all that, just simply, A, feel your feelings and understand and accept and acknowledge what you like and don't like. It's so much easier than constantly having to pick and choose because you're not sure of what you like and don't like, right? And like, you can take time to figure out what you like. You can have that time. You can totally have that time. But it's just so much easier if you eventually, like, give yourself a minute to figure out what you like and don't like, you know? So that's mostly what I want to say for this episode. But I just really hope you guys can practice this today or tomorrow or tonight or whatever. Just literally, like, take something you're doing, take something in your whatever, like, and just decide, do I like this or not? How do I like it? Like, look on Pinterest, find a new outfit, things like that. Like, just simple, simple things can make some things so much easier, so much more pleasant, so much nicer. Yada, yada, yada. Whatever. I've said the same thing like 8 times, but, you know, I just like, I love it. And I love, this is something that I didn't even realize that I did. But I give myself a lot of time to figure out what I like and don't like, you know? And then use that, right? And then try your best to really acknowledge that, right? When you don't like something, just acknowledge that and then stop doing that thing, right? I think that's a big part of it too. But anyway, you guys can DM me for any podcast ideas, requests, whatever. Thank you, Ollie, for this idea for this episode. And yeah, today really just practice that, like, understanding yourself, that self-love, that self-care. And I hope y'all, I hate that I just said that, but I hope you guys have a really, really awesome, amazing, wonderful day. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening, and bye.